This is Dr. Suresh in Upper Nasik, Kulnaski report patient Sabrina Ramjit, date of birth is 6-7-1984, indicated procedure was nausea, vomiting, epigastric dropping, incurred, person in form of polyp, history of esophagus, also have a diarrhea. Suresh, what do you recommend to do? Say all the doctors, John, the patient monitoring, good procedure. Blood pressure, for example, electrocardiogram, EJ biopsy, colonoscopy biopsy, instrumental specific, cystoscope, and colonoscope. Receive fungus hand, but the patient play like Sanjeev. Scope next, all carried by parents to the salvage to injection. To injection the stomach to follow his blood runs second. Exam patient duty model, do an advice with take it from the D2 and D3. Dual series screw is going to be arthritis and also go with Crohn's disease. Prescribed by entry pass, the flower pouch, ulcer, personal animal, intramural, gastric, bicepting, or paralyzed. Retro patient incisor above the body and stomach, while seeing which involves body and stomach also inflamed, bicepting, slight diagnosis. Patient has few scattered gastric polyps, some of the large ones removed completely with a core biopsy. Scope of injection, question short, similar bicepting, slight diagnosis. Distal esophagus appeared to be one nodule, nodule appear to be some mucosal with some bluish thing. I'm not sure whether this is a small varix or it is some submucosal lesion. Because of the nature of it, I did not do the biopsy. It was just a patient with a complication. Patient with turn on KY daily blood pressure, could be directed by tissue, and called by pressure, and called by pressure, which is a second opportunity. Tell me, it was intubated, tell me, it was an opportunity. I did not see it, and it reacted politely to the prostatitis. For randomized, we're thinking of the term ileum, colon, and rectum, and separate general or microscopic inflammation, or Crohn's disease, and for the term ileum. I did not see evidence of any recurrent colon polyp. Retroversion to hernal oblique, which is a patient of complication. Finding number one, distal esophagus, total esophagus, the one nodule noted. This is some bluish tint, fortunately, saw a single esophageal varix, or could this be some mucosal lesion? Because nature did not do the biopsy. Number two, question short, summary parrot. Number three, gastric polyp removed with a cold biopsy. Patient also had number four, patient diffuse body gastritis. Number five, clear choleric enteral gastritis. Number six, duodenitis biopsy. Number seven, colonoscopy of cecum and terminal. Number eight, adequate prep. No. Number nine, no it is any ileitis, colitis, proctitis. Randomized routine for a maxilla. Throughout the colon and the rectum and the ileum through a macroscopic colitis and macroscopic ileitis. And also, patient also had hemorrhoids. Colonoscopy came on negative for surveillance colonoscopy, negative for colon polyp. Recommendation, a risk for the esophagus biopsy, subdural diagonal esophagus, and that comes on negative. From barosophic repeat reproductive in 3 years. Number two, away from the stomach mask, goes upon helicobacter quality therapy. Number four, away from the small biopsy, who has serious screws, with arthritis and or Crohn's disease. Number five, I'm going to send the patient for upper endoscopic ultrasound evaluation of distal esophageal nodule and further management depending on their finding. Number eight, number six, seven was a bit of random biopsy of the term ileum, colon, and rectum to a max inflammation. If that comes out negative, then recommend the patient to have a CT enterogram for the evaluation of small bowel and repeat colonoscopy surveillance 5 years. So the patient is also found to have iron deficiency anemia. Check the iron studies, TIBC, folic acid, give ferrous gluconate, 324 milligrams 3 times daily, vitamin C, 5 milligrams per few daily. And also recommend to have a video capsule, a pill camera for the evaluation of small bowel as a worker for iron deficiency anemia. Follow up, if the patient has an ulcer, if that comes in negative, the high risk of the ejection fresh could be done through our biliary dyskinesia. Follow on 2 sanitation, please send the guard patient primary care provider, Dr. Tracy Noble, N-O-G-L-E, and copy Dr. Farham Sally. The procedure is March 22nd to 23rd, patient trial, no complication.